Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, this has turned out to be a very sad day, President Nikos Christodoulidis said on Tuesday after seven members of the World Central Kitchen NGO were killed in an Israeli attack, but he pledged the humanitarian aid corridor from Cyprus to Gaza would continue. Christodoulidis joined calls by others for a full investigation into the incident. World Central Kitchen is one of our crucial partners in sending much-needed humanitarian assistance to Gaza and in the Amalthea Initiative, he said. I express our sincere condolences to WCK and the countries which have lost their citizens, and we call for an immediate and complete investigation. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Theodoros Gotsis said that the three vessels, the Open Arms, the Jennifer and the Lydra Dynamics, as well as the RS Barge, turned back to return to the Larnaca port on Tuesday. Moving on, Cyprus is at a, quote, breaking point with the influx of migrants, government spokesperson Konstantinos Letimbiotis said on Tuesday after a snap National Security Council meeting was convened to address the issue. Chaired by Christodoulidis after over 450 migrants arrived to the country's shores in 24 hours, the meeting took place at the Presidential Palace with the Foreign Interior, Justice and Defense Ministers. The Deputy Attorney General, Police Chief, National Guard Chief, Secret Service Director and Deputy Ministers of Social Welfare and European Affairs also attended. Letimbiotis stressed Cyprus has taken measures, illustrated by the numbers of migrants who leave and the arrests of the smugglers. Elsewhere, petrol prices in Cyprus have risen on average 8.3 cents per litre after a government measure to subsidize fuel tax was lifted on April 1st. The increase of 8.3 cents per litre was observed on 95 octane petrol, but the actual price fluctuations vary between districts. According to data from the Cyprus Consumers Association, the largest increase in the average price of petrol was recorded in Limassol by 9.2 cents, followed by Nicosia with 9.1 cents and Famagusta with 8.7 cents. In contrast, in Larnaca, the increase in the average price of petrol was 8.3 cents, while in Paphos, the average price of petrol was lower, increasing by only 8 cents. In other news, Cyprus's Amalthea initiative to deliver aid via the sea to Gaza is a precise translation of our European values, the President of the European Parliament Roberta Metsola said on Tuesday during a visit to the island. I think this is just one example of the leadership Europe and the world has seen from Cyprus, and it proves the point that in Europe we know no big and small leadership and ideas do not depend on geography, Metsola added. She was speaking from Larnaca's Joint Rescue and Coordination Center, which she had gone to inspect with Christodoulidis to see how the Amalthea plan is being put into operation. Meanwhile, police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of 65-year-old Panayotis Hadjikostas, who died after his car plunged into a ravine approximately 20 meters deep in the village of Yerakies on Tuesday. The remains of the car were discovered at around 1 p.m. Police officers arrived at the scene where they found the 65-year-old in the driver's seat. Medical personnel who arrived on an ambulance certified his death. According to preliminary reports, the 65-year-old is believed to have lost control of the vehicle while he was driving on a private, fenced and dirt road, resulting in it plunging into the ravine. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.